Please be seated.
Good morning, and sorry for the delay. I think you know that we are having technical difficulties, which of course is the problem of sitting outside of a courtroom. But anyway, we're repaired, and we have a fallback. Thank goodness, because we have Shipley's with us, so we do actually have a good fallback should we have the same fault again. So that's us, and I apologise about that. Good morning. I hope you're well rested overnight. It's only an hour and a half more. So I think we're with Mr. Page. Mr. Page, yep, over to you.
Thank you, ma'am. What I would like to do before starting with Mr. De Pelsmaker is briefly address the court
on
ORUG's theory of the case and where we are at the moment. That will signal to the court where the questions are going, and it'll also signal to Mr. De Pelsmaker where the questions are going.
I don't have any difficulties with that. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You need to think about that. Yeah, you need to think about that in terms of the impact of that address on the witness.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable with that sitting in the back of the witness's mind. The witness is there to answer questions put to him to best assist the court without engaging in what a theory of the case might be.
Yeah. So, you see, the difficulty is if where you're going with your questions and it's not obvious to the court, I'll intervene. And to date, many of the questions have not been. They just haven't. And I say that having actually read the entire evidence. So it could be, as we would be expecting you to, we would expect you to test with this witness facts and assumptions underpinning his planning opinion. And that will be obvious from your evidence how you might, where you'd be going in that regard, or should be obvious. Should be obvious, might not be in some witnesses' cases. I feel uncomfortable you describing to this witness what your theory is. I don't know where you'll go with that, and I don't know what impact it would have on him.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, by all means,
perhaps describe it to us when the witness is out of the room, but
Well, yes. All right, I won't take that any further. Yeah. I was attempting to be helpful because I've been conscious in observing the court that where ORUG's going is not readily apparent to the court, and I want to address that at some point, and I thought assist you with the questions, but if you see concerns about that, then I won't.
You are going to have to address that in your opening, where you are going. I mean, at the moment, I think your primary relief is that you want the plan change rejected.
Yes.
There are... to me anyway, there are certainly legal issues arising in your option 2 and 3 which you will have to make succinct and clear submissions about, but we can talk about that later. But you want the plan change rejected. The relevance of some of the questions to the reject was not always apparent in the line of cross-examination that has been taken. Other than to echo perhaps what Ms. Irving was trying to communicate, which is that your client thinks that there will be a better outcome if it is left for the primary sector to provide for the needs of the water bodies than it would be for this regional council to undertake its statutory planning function and as it proposes to do over the next 5 years. And I think that's what your theory was.
Yes, although...
And without getting too much further than that, Otherwise, I'll just simply send this witness out and you can tell me about it.
Well, I'm not sure how to answer the question now in a way that... well, I wonder whether it is actually worth... a brief discussion about that in the absence of the witness, because I am conscious that we may well all be at cross purposes.
Might well be.
And so that was the purpose of explaining to the court where ORUG thinks it's going. But I'm alive to your concerns about doing that with the witness in the room. And I would actually prefer that we spent a short time discussing where ORUG's going in the absence of the witness, if the court's prepared to accommodate that.
If I may just intervene, I have a planning witness sitting in the back of the court.
Oh, I would
well.
Exclude all witnesses from this process,
All witnesses would need to be excused if we're going to go there to avoid the issues which.
Prejudicial impact. Okay. All right. Ms. Williams, you've got any thoughts about this?
I think, Your Honour, that I can understand why Mr. Page wants to put this before the court now, and I think that's potentially helpful. I also agree, however, that doing so with witnesses present is problematic, and that it's perhaps a matter which the court needs to be aware of, but that then the witnesses are able to answer without having thought through or having contemplated, and it just preserves their integrity for the court.
Okay, agree. So the direction is all witnesses to this hearing are excluded, which means that you'll have to remove yourself possibly actually from, possibly or probably from the foyer as well, because you will be able to hear. I suggest you just go out to the cafe or out into, you know, hang close, because this won't take long. So that's the entire room.
Your Honour.
Also be a direction that, that those that remain don't relay the exchange to the witnesses.
Well, I'm just seeing if anyone is going to remain.
Your Honour, do you want me to make sure this is not transcribed, recorded or videoed?
It can be transcribed, It should be captured on the audio at least.
Which goes up onto the website?
Well, there's no confidentiality around it, or is there? No, there isn't. This is just the case. No, it can be captured on the audio and transcribed. Well, no, there's a problem about that, isn't there? There's a timing issue. How would we work this?
Yes, if witnesses who
haven't yet been. Okay. So we'll capture it on the audio, but not. No, we won't. We will. We'll not capture it on the audio, but we. We need to it needs to go to the transcription service such that they can transcribe if directed, but they will not be directed to transcribe, and it will not be uploaded to the either to the AVL or to the audio. Does that make sense, Jared?
I believe we can edit it out. Website?
Yep, so effectively we're now in chambers, and there is still a record running, should there need to be, for other purposes, you know, it being captured, but it's not to be uploaded nor transcribed. So, there are other people remaining in the room. Are those people parties to or engaged with these proceedings in some way?
From my perspective, certainly the gentleman immediately behind me, he's Mr. Thiele, he's with the Ministry for the Environment, and he's sitting in this Dixon's
case. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, to be clear, the direction is that no person... that's eliminating a few more. Thank you. The direction is that no person remaining is to communicate to any witness the discussion in chambers happening with counsel. All right? Are you from the media? Sorry, who's... You're media, are you?
Yes.
Okay, you can disappear. it might be easier.
I'm just going to sit there and not.
Okay, no, might be easier. Yeah, so there's no mistakes. That direction of no communication would apply to the media as much as it would to any person remaining. Yeah. Okay, so Mr. Paige, what's your case?